On Tuesday, John Smoltz learned that he'd be entering the Baseball Hall of Fame with fellow pitchers Randy Johnson and Pedro Martinez. He responded to the news with modesty.
I'm not in their class when it talks about the numbers that they put up, but I'm probably not in anyone's class because of the strangeness of my career and the uniqueness of what I did. So it kind of sets me apart a little bit.
Just a little bit. For 17 of his 21 years in the major league, Smoltz had no saves. But over the course of 4 years in the middle of that career, he had 154 of them. One season, he led the National League with 55. And, of course, he won 213 games as a starter. So, yes, his statistics set him apart. In a press conference following his election to the Hall, Randy Johnson talked at length about how unimpressive he'd been during the early part of his career and how grateful he was for the patience his various employers had displayed. Unlike Smoltz, who spent his entire career with Atlanta, Johnson pitched for six teams. Was he proud and happy to be going to Cooperstown? Yes, he was.
It was something 5 years ago people were talking to me about, and I put it off because 5 years just flew by. And now we're at this day where I got the call, and I'm so appreciative and honored. I never joined a fraternity in college, and now I'm amongst one of the coolest in the world.
During the 5 years since his retirement, Johnson has been around the world twice, visiting troops with the USO. He's developed what he calls a passionate interest in photography. In short, he has, as he says, removed himself from baseball. But this week, the memories flooded back.
I remember putting tape on my wooden garage door, and I would throw in this little tape box. That was my strike zone, and I was Vita Blue with a tennis ball. Well, after about a half an hour, my dad would come out, and he would have a hammer in his hand, and he would say, "You make sure you pound all those nails back in the garage door."
Like Randy Johnson and John Smoltz, fellow electee Pedro Martinez had some spectacularly successful seasons. In 1999, he won 23 games while losing just four, and his earned run average was 2.07. The next season, it was an otherworldly 1.74. Over 18 seasons, Martinez won 219 games and lost just 100. When a reporter mentioned that he was one of only 50 players to be elected to the Hall in his first year of eligibility, Martinez seemed surprised.
Thank you for the info. I didn't know that. It's humbling and a great honor to become part of history.
History was also on the mind of ESPN's Tim Kirkchin this week. He puts Martinez and Johnson in some exceptional company, even by Hall of Fame standards.
You could certainly make a case that this is the first time since Walter Johnson and Christy Mathewson went in 1936 that two pitchers of this ilk have gone in at the same time. So to me, it was historic. Certainly one of the four or five best classes in baseball history.
The only non-pitcher to make the cut this time around was Craig Biggio, who spent his entire 20-year career with the Houston Astros. He accumulated 3,060 hits. Still, until Tuesday, he didn't assume he'd be elected to the Hall of Fame.
I didn't take it for granted. So, yeah, it was a very emotional phone call when I received the news, and humbling. Like I said, I just love playing the game of baseball and every minute of it, every inning of it.
Tim Kirkchin, on the other hand, feels Biggio probably should have anticipated the honor he received.
He had more doubles than Hank Aaron. He had more extra base hits than Mickey Mantle. He reached base 4,500 times. Only 18 players have done that, and they're all in the Hall of Fame except for Barry Bonds, Pete Rose, and Derek Jeter. He got hit by a pitch more times than anyone in modern baseball history, and he went an entire year without grounding into a double play once. Those are the little numbers that really make his value even greater than you think.
The induction ceremonies for John Smoltz, Randy Johnson, Pedro Martinez, and Craig Biggio will be held in Cooperstown on July 26th.